from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who's here to keep you company, take your mind off of stuff, and enable you to get the sleep you need and you deserve, but to cut through the loneliness in the deep, dark night in a very silly way. Even though I'm using a kind of serious tone right now, I can still say Fanoni Frone or whatever, but I'm just here to take your mind off stuff and keep you company so that you can get the rest you need. This show is very different, and if you keep listening, you'll find out. If you already know within 10 seconds you don't like me or the show, I mean, it would say give it a few tries because the podcast is free, and it really works for the people it works for. It just doesn't work for everybody, but if you already know that it's not going to work for you, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. Has a bunch of other sleepy stuff on there and sleep podcasts you could check out. But if you do give a few tries, just see how it goes. Most people say it takes 2 or 3 tries to get used to. But the show is here, and I have sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou because you deserve a good night's sleep, right? A bedtime you could look forward to, a friend to keep you company and make bedtime a little bit more enjoyable, a little bit more cozy, a little bit more friendly. So that's what I'm here to do. The way it works is we'll have some support after this. So the show's free, paying for it's optional. Then there's a long meandering intro separate from the support. It's totally separate from the support, the intro. But the intro is meant to ease you into bedtime. It introduces you to the show. But for most listeners, they're getting ready for bed and it's just part of their bedtime routine and their wind down routine. And then we'll have a bedtime story after that. I actually honestly don't know what it's going to be because there's a couple things floating on the recording schedule. So I'm not sure which episode I'm going to record that's going to go with this intro. So rolling some random fun here. And you say Scoots. Well, let me get to this. Is just the very beginning of the podcast. So, yeah, that's the structure of the show. That's what makes the show. So give it a try and see how it goes. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it twice a week. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? How much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, I do need, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. It's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz. Got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the members of the Deep Dark Night United who went the extra step to support the show. And that's how we get to be here free, is these people that are taking action. And I really appreciate it because I know how many of you appreciate it because I've heard from you. So I want to thank Moses. Now, Moses and Moses's family, the Moseses, they went to helixsleep.com/sleep. They took the test multiple times because they got a Midnight Lux and a Twilight Lux mattress. They let Helix know about it. They let me know about it. So thank you, Moses and family, because we couldn't do it without people like Moses and Moseses. It's funny, I grew up knowing some Moseses. But anyway, thank you, Moses family. Except Moses is Moses' first name in this case. So I'm misusing my whatever possessives. But thank you, Moses, for supporting Helix. If you want to get on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, refer people to the show, take some action, let me know about it, let the sponsors know about it. Fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, or just tag me on social media, and I'll try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, like Moses. Second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time, there's links to resources, including international resources you can connect with right now. It's about being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying support Ukraine, not just saying stop AAPI hate. It's taking action, learning more. There's links to resources you could do that because we're part of a lot of different communities here. And I know it's not an easy time right now for anybody. And one of the organizations we're supporting is Hand in Hand. I heard about it from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I'd love it if you join me in supporting Hand in Hand directly. You could either Google it or you could use the link in our show notes, and I'll just read this one statement from Hand in Hand. Raising children to see the humanity in one another is the only way to change our world. It is the only path to ensure that our collective fate be one of safety, peace, and equality for all. So get over there, learn more about Hand in Hand, and support them. Mystery Bart, a lot of people work hard on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bart.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud. Get Lois and I like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, sign up for our referral program. If you prefer to listen to Sleep With Me ad-free, you can earn ad-free months by referring people to the show. Just sign up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. And what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep? Trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts from the past, present, future, thinking stuff, thoughts. It could be feelings, anything emotionally coming up for you related to those thoughts or feelings that are just there. It could be physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine. You could be traveling, you could have guests, you could have something coming up that you're anticipating or getting ready for, going through something, getting over something. Work schedules, whatever it is. And the reason I list all that stuff is to let you know you're not alone. And I know this is a podcast and it goes out and it's pseudo, but this is the truth. There's someone else listening right now while you're listening. And there's someone listening right now who knows what it feels like in the deep, dark night. I'd say there's a lot of people listening that have strong feelings around sleep. And so they may be able to relate to what you're going through, what's keeping you up, and they may have even been through it. If I haven't been through it, I can probably relate to how it feels, but even if I can't for some reason, you know, the scope of my scope's pretty limited, but I know how it feels for me. But there's someone listening who can relate to how you feel, and they're nodding their head right now. And that's important to stop and point out. Because that's the main thing about this podcast. It's a bit silly. It tries to add some fun and levity to bedtime. And I think that fun and levity comes through the fact that we're connected and saying, yeah, it's not always great. It hasn't always been great for me. So that's one part of it. The other side is that you deserve a bedtime with some levity. You deserve a bedtime you could feel neutral about and not dread. And you deserve the sleep you need so your life is more manageable. And I really hope this show can provide it for you. Now, it doesn't work for everybody. I said this earlier, but about 1 million people have told me over the past 10 years, hey, it took 2 or 3 tries to get used to the fact that your show never made it. It doesn't make any these are the compliments that I don't need to listen to you and that you're always barely going anywhere. Like text-based video games, like I said, it wouldn't be video games, text-based adventures, you're spinning your wheels looking at that. So what's my point in there? You deserve a good night's sleep and you deserve the rest you need. So your life is better. You could be out there flourishing. That's important to me. And, I think, it takes some getting used to. That's what I was talking about. Just a lot of people, it doesn't until their second or third try. There are people I worked for right away, and they say, holy cow, I've been looking for this my whole life. I had no idea something this strange. No idea anyone would pursue this for 10 years and tens of thousands of hours of work and make it into a craft. I don't need to even worry or think about that. That's great. Because I'm already like drifting off. What was I talking about? It just takes 2 or 3 tries to realize, this is like when you first get to the show, you're probably skeptical or doubtful or just irritated because you can't sleep and you tried a bunch of things over the past long time. And then you get this dude rambling on and on and on, and you say, when does the sleepy stuff start? And everybody chuckles. It's a regular listener because they say, it's already been brought. And if there's one movie quote I've said the most on this podcast, I don't know, there's probably Oshkosh Bagosh, but I don't know if that's in a movie. I mean, that couldn't be attributed to a movie because it's some sort of major thing. But it's already been brought, and it's definitely the quote. You say, does Scoots, does he quote a lot of movies like those people that quote things? No, only things that we have no idea what he's talking about. And then he tries to explain it, and then it becomes So, yeah, mostly he quotes from Bring It On, but only one line from Bring It On, and he doesn't even have the context for the line because it's actually from the trailer. So, yeah, so that's why when you get here, you're skeptical or doubtful. So what I do, though, is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, all to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so that you could fall asleep. That's really what I'm doing. And what are pointless meanders and superfluous? Just means, you know, you've already kind of seen it. I go off topic. I get mixed up. Then I use filler words by accident or on purpose. But rarely on purpose. Because, you know, I use naturally, these are natural filler words, so most of them. I guess I don't use, then the other ones are gratuitous. So that was not gratuitous. Those are just me buying time while I thought of something, try to think of where we're going next. Where we're going next is, okay, where are we going next? Great question, Scoots. Pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. This show, the two of the things I take getting used to is, one, this is a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of barely listen, just like background noise. It's meant to ramble on and on and on. And some people, it's like a TV on in the other room. Some people, it's like a friend talking to you that you're not paying attention to. Some people, it's just a mumble of just pure background noise. And some people, it's like a friend you're paying attention to, but the friend's like, anytime you nod off, like kind of like a movie you watch when you're tired, and you say, well, I want to watch this movie, but I'm falling asleep, you know, whatever, on a school night or a work night or even a Friday night after a long week, and you say, I can't keep my eyes open. And that's paying me, for me, you know, that's a great compliment. So I'm happy to hear that. So if you can't keep your eyes open, that's perfect. That's what this show's designed to do. So it's a podcast you don't really listen to, but you could listen, because this podcast actually isn't here to put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company while you fall asleep. That's why the episodes are over an hour. There's no pressure to fall asleep with this podcast. There's plenty of time. There's 600 free shows ready to go. So if you do become a regular listener, then you can pick and choose or create playlists in your apps. And kind of, you know, create your own experience if you want, or you could just listen to them, you know, as they come out, whatever works for you. That way there's no pressure. You don't have to worry about the episode being over, and you don't have to think about falling asleep. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off stuff and just be myself and be my own imperfect, best version of my imperfect self. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boar bee, your boar bud, your boar bruh, your boar, I said your boar, boar, your boar boar. I don't think we've used that one. I've used boar before. Boar in charge, that's too many, but boar boar, that could be another one. Like a boar bee, that's somewhat cute. Boar boar. Like, that's what no little kids, you know what, I don't think I've ever, have I disclosed this on the podcast before? Talk about a pointed, pointless meander. But I'm here to keep you company. But so I have a nickname that some of my, like one of my nephews and my niece gave me. I don't think they listen to the podcast. Like, for a lot of times, like my nieces and nephews, because they live like in other states, so I only see them, you know, once or twice a year. If I'm lucky, like, they, a lot of times would call me that guy. And, cause I'm kind of a goofball, but you know, I say, well, I approach you, just like sleep with me, you approach it with trepidation. That's normal. But at some point my nickname, and it's one of those nicknames that a little kid gives you that's, has a twist, has a charge to it. It doesn't sound as innocuous as it is, but they call me Uncle Baby. And, I like it, but it comes with, it's very good because it's very participatory, because then I can make baby sounds when they call me Uncle Baby. But they ain't calling me Uncle Baby like, yeah, like I'm a jazz, like I'm performing a jazz set. And they're like, oh yeah, Uncle Baby, play it again. You know, they're just saying Uncle Baby, because I can be a big baby sometimes. What does that have to do with anything? I have no idea. Just a boar boar made me think of it. So, okay, so podcast you don't really need to listen to, doesn't put me to sleep, takes a ton of time to get used to because it's so different. What other good news do you have for us? Oh, well, the show is structured in a very deliberate way. It is adjustable or malleable, depending on your podcast app or your level of interest. Most people just consume it linearly. So we structure it with that in mind. Most people listen to the ad-supported show linearly, but there is ways that people adjust. So that's why the show is designed the way it is. It starts out with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls. Then I talk about some stuff and say something silly. And that's kind of like that boring guy thing, like my nieces and nephews call it, that guy. Because you say, okay, I'm comfortable with them, but over there, like I'll check that sleep podcast out, but I ain't going to go in there. Like I like the general idea of it, but let me see. And that's what we acknowledge. That's why we start off with that. Then there's support, so the show's free. Paying for it's optional. Then there's a long meandering intro, which some people lump in with the support, but unfortunately they miss out on either the chance to adjust the show how they want to listen to it, or that this is really a show within a show. The intro is meant to ease you into bedtime. And it's about the first third of the show, the intro and the support combined, because it's meant to get you ready for bed. There's people that are in bed getting comfortable. There's a small percentage of people that are asleep. There's a small percentage of people that start the show at 20 or 30 minutes. But for most listeners, the intro is meant to ease you into bedtime, right? That's just what's been shown to work as half a bedtime routine. So you could listen while you're getting ready for bed, or you're doing a chill activity, or you're getting comfortable, so that we slowly descend like a landing strip from being awake to eventually going to sleep. And the intro is different every time because my brain adjusts to every other thing I tried to use to sleep before I started making Sleep With Me. My brain adjusted to because it said, well, now it's going to repeat. The owl always chimes in at every 28 minutes. And I say, okay, great. Thanks for letting me know that. You can't come up with these incredibly astute observations during the daytime. But oh boy, like on an 8-hour nature loop, no one's going to sneak anything by you. That's how my brain works. So I don't know if you can relate, but so that's why I personally have a wind down routine. My wind down routine is actually like closer to an hour. But that includes everything, getting ready for bed, stretching or foam rolling, meditating, all that stuff. But the last 30 minutes is spent reading. But you could do drawing or something, or you could read, do some light reading while you listen to Sleep With Me. And I'm always loving to hear what people are doing during their wind down routine, so you could let me know. But that's why the intro goes on and on and on. And then there's support after the intro, so the show can be free. Then there's a bedtime story, which we're not 100% sure what it'll be tonight, but I know it'll be snoozy because I know what our options are. So that's cool. Then there's thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right, everybody, Scoots here. Welcome to our episodically modular series, Journey into the World of Friends. It's an adventure in friendship. And what this adventure is I think the characters, all of the characters catch up on most of it, but it's a group of friends who are playing, or they're designing a role-playing campaign a role-playing adventure, and then they kind of got involved in their role-playing adventure, very deeply involved, you'd say, adventuring in a theme park, maybe in our future alternative timeline. I'm not exactly sure. In a theme park, so long since closed, but not dormant. Oh, no, no. Full of activity, and they're inside a ride called Journey into the World of Friends, where characters once upon a time sang about friendship as you over and over again in all the languages of the world, I believe, as you rode a boat through sets of them dancing and singing and smiling. Sounds like just the kind of ride I would love to get stuck on if I was making a sleep podcast. That's a little nugget of Genesis there. But talking about Journey into the World, the adventure of friendship, I have a friendship with an adventurer who's here as our Hollywood announcer. He goes on an adventure every week. Not every week, every 10 days about. Also, I just text him. I say, by the way, I'm recording episode 9 tomorrow. And he's always willing to be here. And that's our Hollywood announcer, Mr. Antonio Banderas. This is the Friends Beyond the Binary. This is the ladies and gentlemen, this is the boys and girls. It's time for friendship. Yippee-yay. In Journey into the World of Friends. Hello, friend. Was that from Baldur's Gate? Did you just quote that back? He did. He shrugged. Baldur's Gate's like the hot game when we're recording this. 3, I think. That's from the original, which we never finished, Antonio. And then we bought the tablet version, but it was just too, couldn't get past the initial phase. But Antonio's just shrugging because that's what you do, huh, buddy? Well, welcome to Journey into the World of Friends. And I don't know what else to say other than I'm honored to be here. Oh, Antonio also wanted me to let me know, like, he realizes that it's just he doesn't. I don't think he actually lives in Hollywood, so he told that to me. But I think he was playing with me because I said, well, it's a term, you know, it's a term of endearment in this case, and kind of non-humbling. Like, say, we got ourselves a Hollywood announcer, real or imagined, real or imagined Hollywood, not the announcer. You're just in my dreams. But thanks, everybody. It's time for a Journey into the World of Friends. Okay, before we proceed, as we're packing up, we're trying to get into the security room, but can we kind of go through where we are and how we got there? This is Zell. Zell, why don't you take it? Okay, well, we're trying to get into the security room. That's kind of a focal point of the Handy Halls, which are beneath this theme park within the Land of Leisure, where we're adventuring. Important discussion point I'd like to have: in a world that's not our own, that we're actually adventuring in, probably seems like it. Now, I don't know if we discussed that recently, but that's what I was thinking about last night when I should have been getting shut eye. This adventure started in a living room. And it became more of an adventure when we all started having to live together and whatever. That part's not as important as we were designing an adventure into this attraction called Journey into the World of Friends, a leisurely boat ride through a world of friends, a journey through the world of friendship across the globe or the world of friends. I don't know. But it was a time of great need because the Baron of the Boyle, who was looking like they were going to be a pretty good leader of Florida, And she had united, kind of restored the water flow, but like across the state, so people could grow stuff and drink water, and seemed to kind of keep everybody like free commerce and, you know, travel and adventuring. But the Baron had said that the water flow had stopped again and been interrupted. And eventually found out it was the Baron's kind of like a partial, not a son by birth, but a son by choice, Vidul, a magic user, partially a cool-blooded Lazard, or not part dragon, but dragon person. And we learned that Vidul and Vidul's minions had taken over this attraction. And this part of this theme park within the Land of Leisure, which is a collection of theme parks, where in the before time, people would come to a vacation and have simulated adventures. Their adventures were actually more than designing a role-playing game, but not like we're in now. And eventually we made our way to this attraction. You know, first we had to, you know, go through the typical stages of adventure, having a bit, you know, going to a town, gathering supplies and rumors and subquests, motivations, all that. But at some point we found ourselves in the attraction on a quest to restore speaker wire to a room of friends who needed to sing and dance. And as we tried to do that, we met Mary Bear of Mary Bear Repair. But that part was where things started to be in person. I still don't, well, now I believe that we're actually here. I know there's some people that say this is still a dream or whatever, but it's been going on for a while. So we have to stop Vidul because Vidul's up to a bunch of things, mostly interrupting the water flow across from, you know, for the natural, well, it's not natural, but the flow of water across the state of Florida. And then, so we don't like that, or Baron, that was our first thing. Also, Vidul's attempting to excavate some sort of well of power or a portal to another world that we've come in contact with on other adventures, but not in real thing like this. And it would give Vidul unimaginable power and unleash who knows what on this world. That's where I get into my questions. What would happen to our world if this Vidul succeeds? The good news is Vidul's not going to succeed no matter what happens, because Vidul does not know that a countdown has begun, which will cause this area to be flooded. Now, the bad news is that will be the end of the Land of Leisure and the World of Friends. Also, within each attraction, or at least this attraction, and as part of the other adventure we're on, the ride characters have gained sentience, so they're actual beings. In my opinion, they're living beings, even though they're not organic beings. So that would probably at least create an impediment to their continuing on in this phase of their existence, which I have trouble with, but, you know, I get it. But what our current plan is the Baron of the Boyle's son was somehow on an adventuring party that seems to have been found out by Vidul. So we're still trying to find the Baron of the Boyle's son, adult son, adventurer, then stop Vidul, then stop the countdown is our current plan. And we've been led to believe that within the security room, we'll be able to get maps and maybe advanced tools to help us in our quest to stop Vidul. Also, it's locked up. So I guess there's always that thing of like, why is this locked up so tight? But I'm just wondering, the stakes-wise for us as an adventuring party, especially since now we're arriving at near the entrance of the security room and knowing that in the other hallway there was a surprise planted by Vidul, and we'll roll our dice and see if we discover the surprise, proverbially, I guess. But is the mat, because there's all those vines hanging down, and that tells me that something's going on, and also the floor's filled with water. But, like, what'll happen if we don't succeed, right? Does anybody have any theories? I mean, what will happen to us if we don't succeed in maintaining our existence in this realm? Will we just wake up at home? And not to be a spoiler, but I don't think that's the case. I think we'll be headed to another phase of existence or non-existence. And I guess I'm not. I guess I'm not looking to build consensus. I don't. I think if we don't succeed in this mission, like if this is a universe we're actually in, then what happens is this universe probably. Also, I'd like to get home, but I don't know. Also, I don't really like. This is kind of cool, so I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts? This is Granada of Dharma Kazel, and I don't know if everybody wants to wait. Like, the thing is, I'm examining what we're looking at now in this moment, and I found that's all I can really take in. And I think I speak for everyone on some level. That probably now is not the best time to discuss. Let's get into the security room, okay? And by looking at this area and knowing that Vidul probably has set a surprise for us, I'm thinking that somebody else, it looks like Eleanor's checking the vines, but I'm seeing some small exit holes that I'm guessing are related to the floor is hidden under the water. It could be water displacement, but I think it's just that... or maybe it's magical. I don't know why. You could check in that there's little darty poos that would come see us if we work our way across the room. I'm not exactly sure that they're the kind we could avoid, though. Because of the water, there's no way to tell. But we do have a couple people, very well armored and shielded. And we can see where the holes are. So unless there's any hidden holes that I think a phalanx of two shields could cover us, is my opinion. What about the vines, Eleanor? The vines kind of seem relatively harmless. They could activate. So I don't think, because maybe you were thinking the same thing. Maybe you could have proceeded and unlocked the door since the lock is above the holes for the darty poos. But the vines will not, they are related to a plant, once known as the, I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, what's your desire plant? And this plant's desire is that it likes our warmth and wants to embrace us for a very long time. But it's not an immediate danger. It'd be only if we're grabbing onto the vines. I don't think the vines are going to actively pursue us. Okay, so I think we could proceed if you, Eleanor and, Eleanor, you got a, but could we go three phalanx of shields? Yeah, this is Eleanor. Zell and Lord Von Chill are getting ready. Go ahead. Well, we didn't check in with Wada. I do detect some magic, but I can't figure out what it is, but I'm hearing something. So if we all fall quiet for a second, it's up in the, it's Mary Bear. Hey, Mary Bear. Mary Bear, what's going on? We're trying to get into the security room. Have you been, you're in a hurry. Okay, you got to get back. But you knew you'd find, because rumors work their way around fast, huh? Okay, what do you want to say? A lot is happening. Okay, got that. A lot is happening. Everybody hear that? Remember the ride. Okay. Remember the ride where you ride through the boat? The attraction. Okay. What's the attraction? Journey into the World of Friends, right? Okay, you got, oh, and also you're going to help us? Oh, why? Oh, the Darty Poos are electrified. Oh, so if we were in the water, and even with the shields, we would have been all in big trouble. Very powerful, magical electricity, huh? So what are you going to do, Mary Bear? Oh, you're going to swing in front of them. You're going to act, like, you'll wait for us to activate it, but you'll swing. So we'll duck down? Okay, but I'm not familiar with the principles of electricity, really. I mean, I know with my spells. Okay, so we'll go, only Granada. Okay, and then you'll, okay, go ahead, Granada. Oh, yeah, we got to figure out. Okay, Granada's proceeding pretty high in dexterity, you know, dexterously. Okay, and then we're seeing the Darty Poos activating. That does not look comfortable, Mary Bear. Don't worry about it. Your voice is different. Okay, you sure you can still proceed? Some of your soldering maybe. Okay, but you're okay. Bye, Mary Bear. Don't forget the attraction. Okay. I wonder what she meant by that. Like, is that a way of letting us know we should really save the Zell's call, I got my head on too many things here. I thought Zell was leading, then Granada. But so Granada's almost got the door unlocked. Okay. Oh, wow. The door is opening. That's a thick door made of some sort of, it's like armor, but thicker than any armor I've ever seen. That is amazing. Yeah, that's one thick door. Okay, it's open. How should we proceed? Okay, go ahead, Granada. You're looking in. Okay, the room is circular. Okay. Okay, there are some security bots in there. Two of them against a wall, not active. Okay. The room is very preserved, but someone's been here. Okay. And so the room is circular. And then in the center of the room is some circular, desks and furniture. Okay. And then there's other metal doors to enter. Okay. And, there's other doors, a couple other doors. Okay. Not the entrance doors like this one we just opened, but those are the entrance. There are the other entrance doors. So probably other rooms. Yeah. Okay, two styles of doors to the other rooms. Okay, that's interesting. And it feels clean and modern, you're saying. Okay, that's, I don't know what that means, but okay. Any sense, any surprises? No. You want me to come closer? Okay, I'm coming closer. Okay, still detect, and Eleanor, why don't you also, like, I still detect the presence of strong magic, but it's permeating this whole area. There's something going on in one of those rooms behind one of those doors, but it could be the surprise of a duel left for us. But I don't detect anything in this immediate vicinity. Eleanor? No, I'm certain that there's nothing in this room. Fairly certain. And I defer to you that maybe there's something in another room. Okay, go ahead and proceed in, Granada. Oh, Granada, you just took a step back. Okay, there's one of the security bots is rolling around. It's like the bot we met with Mary Bear. Okay. Okay. I mean, you're in a good position. Okay, you want us to take it back up. It doesn't seem to register your awareness you're there. What did you throw something in there? Oh, yeah, an empty can. Okay. So, okay, you're going to get closer. Oh, yeah, this is Granada of Dharmak. So, it's making some sort of humming sound. It's a pleasant humming sound. Maybe it's not a security bot. Maybe it just seems to be moving around aimlessly. I think it's malfunctioning, as they say. And the other two are shut down. So, I don't know, maybe Mary Bear was, I don't know, Mary Bear is gone, right? Okay, why doesn't everybody come in here? And Wada, this seems to be where they would work from. Was this a room where there'd be sorcerers and Why? Because this seems like the kind of thing in the center of this room. There's like desks and seats. What's this circular thing around us? Yeah, this is WADA. So I'm familiar enough with lore and our, you know, the history. Wasn't sorcerers, believe it or not. It was by the same thing, principles of electricity and electron flow, that this was one large screen, they called it, which could be broken up into smaller screens where they could view electronic eyes, which were like magic, where whatever this room was covering a certain portion of the park, keeping an eye on this attraction and other attractions. And so you could see things there. And these bots, I don't know if they would send them out, but they're stationed here. And some of these knobs and buttons and things are meant to control what you would see on the screen as well as the screens themselves. Does that make sense to everybody? Granada here, WADA, kind of. So people would sit at these desks and press buttons and knobs while they're watching through magical or electronical eyes. I mean, I'm familiar with this from Adventures. What was happening remotely at this attraction and other attractions, and look for opportunities to make people feel secure and to be helpful. Yeah, that's exactly true, as far as I can tell. And yeah, so they would press these buttons and stuff. Okay, well, that's interesting. I don't know. I it's just my gut, but there's something. Does anybody else feel that? Yeah, this is WADA. I feel a presence and I feel magic. Why don't we check which of these rooms we could get open? Because there's two that have regular. Those were called doorknobs. Granada, maybe you're familiar with. Yeah, I'll try to work out. I'll check these for any surprises. I'm not detecting any surprises at this door. This door says office. So was that a being back then, an office? Office. So I'm going to get this one open, but I won't open it yet. Why don't Lord Von Chill and WADA stay here? Zell, can you come with me? Eleanor. I'm going to get this one open. Storage. That must be their wizard. Storage. Watch out for that. You don't want the security bot to run over your toes. I do feel like it has a WADA of mass. It's a pleasant. It's almost like it's a musical entertainment. It's like sounds like music. Hello. Oh, just rolled right by me. Okay, storage. Okay, that door is unlocked. So let's open up. We're going to open up storage first and see what, is this where there are like a laboratory? Oh, okay. It's musty in here. Not as quite as sealed as there. There seems to be some cabinets or dressers and some shelving. Is that what you'd use to clean the floor? That looks like a mop from our world. Okay, so there might be some usable stuff in this. Does one of you two want to start searching the room? Eleanor, you will. Okay. Okay, what about in the other room, the office? Office's room. Oh, yes, this is Lord Von Chill. I'm opening up the door to office's room. Ah, office was a stud. This is a room of, this would have been the leader of this group of, the people who are here to keep things secure. So probably a general. I think that was their terminology for it. A lord, if you will. And they have, that's a water. That's a, that thing was a cooler of water. I remember reading about that. Apparently these normally wouldn't be in these rooms. There was other rooms where they would go and gather around this cool, like the cooler of water was treated with they recreated watering holes for animals. like in the forest, or regular, you know, where we would gather our water. They would gather around this, and in deference, they would hold the discussion, which the cooler of water could listen to. It was a form of prayer or something, I believe, or deference to water, or celebration of water. It does look like there's some more storage in here. Oh, wait a second. Look at on this wall here. This is a map of this room. It describes what those. So those other doors are sail-like. Well, those are holding rooms, because if this was for keeping things secure, every once in a while they would have guests there. Interesting. So there's a, looks like there's at least two of those. Those are what those doors that are, and if we, these, if we put below this panel here, these are mechanical switches. Oh, so it looks like from my memory, because, you know, I do have a castle with places below the castle to keep uninvited guests. And there's usually, this is what you would call like a two-factor opening. So you would open it here, and then inside in the room with the lesser people that aren't a lord, who would say to me, "Your Grace, if I was, this was my, if I was Ophis, you know, this would be my room that I'd rule from." Obviously, I wouldn't be in such a lesser role as Ophis, but Ophis was considered a position of authority. So Ophis, obviously storage was a much lesser role, like more like a laboratory assistant, maybe a wizard, I don't know. But so Ophis would come out after activating it and then say, "Go ahead, open the doors." So let's try these mechanical switches and see what we can, if there's a way. Zell, can you go over to the, that area there is called the control area on here. Control area. See, that makes sense to me, where they would control things. That's why those were, you know, but so Zell, see if there's anything on there that says guests, sell, I think that's a double L, sale, I can't do it, sales maybe. Anything that's spelled differently doesn't look like sales, but it's that. Yeah, so I'm looking on here. Well, this one says, okay, this is boot. Okay, something's happened. I just hit this boot, because usually I'd kick something anyway, and then everything started to hum and vibrate. Anyone, Wada, any ideas? Oh, boy. So, I mean, this place could have operated on fission or fusion, right? Anyone, like, I don't know if people are familiar with that. So this could still have some power, though I can't imagine everything's working correctly. Maybe that's what's happening with this bot. But this room did seem hermetically sealed, even though someone has been in here. But maybe it's Mary Bear. I don't know. Maybe it was Vidul. Oh, look, I found, this is the Lord Von Chill. I found some maps. Zell, what's happening at the controls? Okay, there's now these other buttons are lighting up. This button says cameras activate. So I'm going to try that one. Is that like maybe that activates some? No, I think this must have to do with. I was almost going to be silly, but I was going to say, what if they had a team of chimeras and we activate them? That would solve all. Okay, oh boy, there's a. The electric eye screens are getting... Wada, could you come over here? Wow, so I'm feeling... So those are starting to... I think that's the boot. The begin. I think boot means to start in this world. And wow, those are the views from the electronic eyes. I'm sorry. I thought you said they would be like, remember one time you telling me they'd be like photographs, but these look more like animations, or like drawings, like moving drawings, like a flip book. Yeah, I think it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't know how they work, because it was only in the history books of the, like, history of the before time. Okay, Giselle, do you mind if I look over on this control area? You stick to that control area. Oh, yeah, this is different buttons for different cameras. What do you got, Lord Von Chill? Okay, this is what I was, sales. I mean, I was spelling, I couldn't spell it, even though I was looking at the word. I don't know, something about the sound and the letters didn't make sense to me. Okay, and these ones are switches. Okay, this one's kind of stuck, so I can't get that one open. Okay, let's open up the second one. Okay, is anybody over there? I found a ton of maps and things in the other room, and, what are these called? These are printed blues. I think these were what they used for buildings, printed blues. Okay, that opened up that room for guests. There's still another set of doors. Actually, there was keys. There's a key ring in the desk of the office. That's what it's called, by the way. It's an office. There's keys. To that gate, so it was like a three-layer thing. Interesting. Maybe this room was used post. It's very clean though. But post, is there any? Can anybody look in that room? Do we need the keys? No. There's some sort of highly advanced system to use the bathroom in there. I may want to try that out. Wait a second. Let me look at it. Wait, so that's to go to the bathroom. I would have thought that was a giant bowl for, no, yeah, that's, okay, so how do you go to the bathroom on, like, you sit down? That's what you're doing. You squat over it? Oh, no. Interesting. Wow. It's quite interesting. I'm surprised we haven't, wait, so you sit on it, it's like a throne. I think that's what they called them that, but then, like, in a snarky way. Wow. A throne where you could go to the bathroom. I mean, there's times I've been deep in my cups that I have accidentally done that, but not in a way that would be so convenient. But these were for guests. So this is, wow. This is, Zell, how's it going over there? It's going great. I think this is Vidul up here on the screen here. It's a little bit hard to make out, but that does look like someone that's part dragon and powerful. And that seems to be their room. Now, if you look down at this, where the buttons are, Lord Von Chill, can you bring over those, see that's a map, it's just a basic layout map, but if we look at this map here and lay it out here, like the actual detailed map, that's perfect. So we could see where Vidul is. Look at, there's some sort of barracks they've made. We could see outside. Yeah, we could see all the toys. That was one of the rooms. So a lot of these cameras are in rooms we've been in. These are rooms we haven't been in, and that's Vidul. Now let's see if we can find where the countdown machine is, because there does seem to be ones covering that the pumping plant. Go ahead, Wada. What were you? Yeah, we got to wonder if the pumping plant must be also linked to wherever the fission or fusion is within that's happening in here. And maybe that's why the electric eyes see over there. I don't know. Oh, the Eleanor here, you know, the fission or fusion is, I think, it below or above us, because when Zell and I were making our way to meet up with you, I sealed up a hole with leakage that I believe was related to the fission or fusion. Okay, so... interesting. Okay, so let's start to come up. We could just come up with an easy plan. This is great. What are you doing over there, Eleanor? I'm trying to get this other this switch unlocked so I can we can look, because I sense that that's where the magic's coming from. Wanda, can you go over there? And I was got close to that other sealed room. Yeah, there does seem, I'm doing a spell. Okay, yeah, I detect a rune, a sleeping rune in there. So whatever's happening is keeping someone in there asleep or was. Okay, what if we hit it with your boot, like boot it. Okay, oh, it moved. Okay, it's opening. Okay, there's someone asleep in there. Let me go, like, but the rune's keeping them asleep. Is that the Baron of the Boyle's son? Interesting. I think that is. I can't tell because they're asleep. Let me try to counter this rune. Well, but I should keep going with that plan, whatever the plan is. Let's not, let's stay focused and moving forward. Okay, so, Zell, you were saying we could get to the, yeah, so I think we could easily come up with a plan. Like, if you look at this map, keep using that marking device. So that's where Vidul is. There's the barracks. Okay, so label that. Perfect. That's their barracks. Okay, now we already see ways to get in those rooms. There's like three or four ways into each of those rooms. We could stay here and figure out Vidul's schedule. We could also, there's where the deactivation thing is. So we could try to deactivate the shutdown. And then if this is where the Baron of the Boyle's son is, then we've got everything covered here. And wait a second. What is that? Granada, can you look at that too? Yeah, I'm looking. It seems to be, it's like sparkling with magic. Is this my imagination or does that look like the couch in our apartment? Yeah, no, that looks like, Wanda, can you get over here? Yeah, I'm just countering this. I just got that spell countered. Okay, so they'll wake up in a little bit. Yeah, that is a portal to our, that seems like a portal to our world. So that must be how we get home. So we have everything, right? Because it's got to be the Baron of the Boyle's son. I don't want to open the door yet, just in case. But I know that I was supposed to look for an amulet the Baron of the Boyle's son would be wearing. And I think one or two of you knows about a tattoo and a passphrase or something. But, yeah, so if we can get to that portal, wow, that portal is connected to the runes room by that tunnel. Zell, do you want to come up? Do you have a, yeah, I already have a plan. So here's the thing. We could go into this room. We could sneak into this other part of the attraction, right? See if we can make contact with any of the friends or Mary Bear and kind of do the same plan we're doing. Ideally spread the word for a double distraction. Let them know the stakes. Hey, we could shut up. We can all win here. Then we proceed. We find out if this is a Baron of the Boyle's son. Maybe we even leave them here, right? Like they have that throne toilet and, wasn't there water and some rations in the storage? So then we go, we could bring the Baron of Boyle's son with us, or we go stop Vidul, easily surprise Vidul. If this is, because that anteroom seems to be where all Vidul's planning's going. And then we'll go to the runes. And so we've got all this figured out. Okay, this is Wada. Yeah, it looks like the Baron of Boyle is stirring, but not awake yet. Wait, what's happening on the screen? Boy, the screens, all the electrical eyes are malfunctioning or something. Because, now that seems to be, they seem to be forming into, is that Vidul's face? Yes, this is Vidul. Hello, party adventurers, Zell, Granada, Wada, Eleanor, Lord Von Chill, Shaka when the walls fell, as they say. Actually, you wouldn't say that, just you. Okay, this is Vidul. Nice to meet all of you formally. And welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad you found the electric eyes. They're supposed to be photographs, but those were magical images for your viewing pleasure. And you saw the portal to your world. You saw the runes room. That's funny because the runes were never activated. That was a story I planted to lead you right here where I wanted you. And before you start talking or explaining or, you know, shouting at me, know that every step of the way I've been keeping my eye on all of you. And while I haven't had total control over everything, just like the party before you, I've been leading you where I wanted you to go. Now, there's good news in all this. It's not bad news, not bad news at all. I mean, depending. I want you right here because I'm here to offer you an invitation. I could use your skills, magic, healing, you know, powerful adventuring, dexterity, fleet of foot, intelligent, cunning. All of you have so many admirable qualities. And while you may be misguided by the Baron of the Boyle, I think there's someone that could fill you in on how misguided the Baron of the Boyle is. This power is not all good or all bad. It is a great power that we're going to free and connect with. And it will change this world. It could change your world as well. But I wanted to offer you a place in this world. You see, I think this world has everything you've always been looking for, each one of you. Don't you feel a place in this just fall right into place? Don't you realize that I'm the one that brought you here? Because I think you've always wanted to be here, each and every one of you. Your different reasons, you know, to go into a world with real magic, with real powers of healing, with real opportunities for nimble dexterity, for holding hands and watching majestic things that don't exist in your world, to be in a world of expanding adventure instead of a world that's slowly getting smaller and smaller, of unknowns, of challenges, of endless adventures, not just in friendship, but across the land, new places to conquer or be conquered. And, of course, a connection to this new power, which will become a part of this world. Don't you realize why your world doesn't have any magic? You could also think about returning to your old world with magic and being the one who brings the magic into the new world. And yes, you say, well, what's the catch? You say, well, yeah, I can't cross over into your world. I could bring you into this one. But only you could bring the magic back through that portal, the magic of this one, into that world. But we don't even need that right now. I'm inviting you to be here. That's an option for down the road. And I know you probably have some point, you know, I can see by Zal's frowny face, you probably have some points of inquiry. And, of course, I have an ultimatum. I mean, that's how this thing works. So go ahead, Zell, and speak on behalf of your party if you wish. We're being interrupted. Someone's shouting. Yeah, this is Wada. That's the Baron of the Boyle. Son, can you confirm the passphrase? Within the ice, I find my warmth. Okay, that is the passphrase. Thanks, Granada. Do you have a tattoo? It's on your rear end. Okay, let's see it. Okay, and the amulet. Okay, the amulet should match up if you put it in the right side of your mouth with your teeth. Okay, it does. Baron of the Boyle's son. So don't worry. We're in the process of getting you out. And we're just dealing with Vidul right now. But don't worry about it. Like, Vidul's listening, though. Okay, so sorry about you being interrupted, Zell. Go ahead. Okay, Vidul, what'll happen to the people that live here, the friends in this world? And what would happen to our world if strange, something about this seems unnatural and wrong, and I don't know. But what about Mary Bear and the friends? Okay, Zell, you speak to me about unnatural. How would you feel if you were supposed to be just an attraction and you came to life? That seems pretty unnatural to me. What if you were supposed to cross over to the next phase of existence through this portal? And then you found yourself as Mary Bear. That seems pretty unnatural to me. I'm just here to restore the natural order to things. And maybe the Baron has not had everyone's best interests in mind the whole time. Maybe the Baron wants to keep this portal secret forever, flooded at what cost? Maybe the Baron's way of doing things is getting in the way of the natural order of things. Wouldn't her son agree with me? Yes, I am the son of the Baron of the Boil. And son and name, well, I'm here with Vidul by purpose to laugh at all of you. I wasn't asleep at all, hearty, har-har. I've been waiting for you to arrive to let you know the same thing Vidul's saying. My mother's always worried about everybody instead of what's best for the world. And that's the same thing Vidul's saying. I don't know. This portal's been discovered to another world. We're just going to cover it up with water for 100, 150 years and then see what happens. And who says that the toys need to, anything needs, maybe they could have their own world. We haven't made that decision yet. Vidul and I have been working pretty nicely with all of the toys. I mean, Mary Bear doesn't like us because Mary Bear doesn't like to listen. And I think we know best, and I think that all of you know best. And we're not asking you to do anything other than, look it, you're supposed to rescue me. I've already been rescued. I was here on my own agenda the whole time. My mother asked you to defeat Vidul. I don't see that happening. My mother asked you to flood the park where now you've made friends. You don't have to do that. And here's the thing, you could go back to your world, I think is what Vidul's saying, or you could stay here with us and join us and be a part of something, be a part of something new for all of you. So, I got to go because I'm about to be teleported out, but I bid you adieu. Okay, Vidul back here, my brother, from someone we no longer call mother. So here's the ultimatum. We're going to close all the doors here remotely. So now you're a part of the security room. And you could stay in there and think about your choice. Do you want to join us? You'll get free passage and you could come join me. I do need a little bit of help getting this portal out and controlling it. So I'm not trying to pull any wool over your eyes. It'll take a little bit of effort to make sure we can use it safely. And we have control over it. It doesn't have control over us. I know that's, I could see on your faces, oh, Vidul's been tricked by a giant spirit-based dragon from another world, whispering in Vidul's ear every single night, telling me of my past and my potential as a dragon, telling me of endless possibilities that I could share with all of you. Or you could stay in here. Those other two security bots are able to be turned on, and they do create quite a formidable opponents. So you could stay in this room and think about it for a little while, and then you could come join me, or you could stay in that room And, you know, you could look at, I'll leave you as you stay in this room with a view of your world and a view of the work I'm doing until, you know, and then you could do, dance with those security bots. I don't think you'll come out on top. But even then, this, like, you've seen the armor that makes up those walls. And those doors will be locked. So make your choice. I'll give you some time and to rest and think about it as I cast this spell of sleep to give you 8 solid hours of rest. And then you can make your choice whether to join me in adventure or not. Good night, everybody. From Vidul, a friend, not a foe. All right, I want to thank everybody who became a patron recently. Emily, Spara, and Emily. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Gindo, Chelsea, and Luis. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Todd, Brian, and Melissa. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Jennifer, Melissa, and Holly. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Fee, Tarmac, and Christina. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Frank, James, and Arlo. Thanks, and good night. Alex, Dave, and Colin. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Paula, Sophie, and Emma. Thank you, thanks, and good night. And Rocket, Jimmy, and John. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show directly by support, by being a rebel with the cause, paying for a free podcast, having a subscription, whether you do it to support the show or get to ad-free episodes or some other kind of bonus content. You're helping keep the show free for everybody, as well as those who support the sponsors. And I couldn't do it without the help of other people. So I really appreciate it. So thank you so much. And also, your free way to support the show is to spread the word. Yes, spread the word about the podcast. Let people know about it. And I really appreciate it. And here's Scoots asking you for something, or Tuck You In sponsor. That's how we're at 600 episodes in the ad-supported archive, ready to go. So if you're looking to listen to the show, there's plenty of options. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have 4 podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlists or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.